Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Humpty Edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Appreciate you joining us. Always. Especially on the phones at 844-967-2789. We didn't take any callers yesterday. Today we will. I promise this hour, big for you callers, because you are the guest. And coming up a week from Monday, whatever day it is. The 14th, coming up Monday, Valentine's Day, the 14th. This little program's expanding to 3 hours, and we are reclaiming the 5 o'clock hour. And when I say I'm reclaiming the 5 o'clock hour, I mean, and I'm bringing back my little buddy, Dom. Dom will join me for Valentine's. Co-Devlin, the entire 5 o'clock hour, and I'm working on some special guests. So, you know, we're going to have a good time. Celebrate 10 years of broadcast excellence. Yeah, at least 9.5. So anyways, please tune in for that big show. And thank you to John Nichols for joining me in the last big hour. And this hour's for you, caller, so dial us up. But I wanted to talk about this trucker thing going on in Ottawa. And, you know, from the outside, it's good theater. Watching it on the TV, it's nice to see something happening in Canada as opposed to our country for a change. But I question, you know, is this organic? Are there really this many truckers that hate vaccines? And maybe it's something about the profession. I'm not a trucker. I can't imagine. If you are a trucker, you can certainly call right now at 844-967-2789. But I understand, I think, the sort of person that would want to be a trucker because they liked, let's call it, freedom. They believed in freedom. That's a trait that's very important to them. And they would be out on the open road and, you know, they have the freedom of the road, if you will. And when I was a teenager, I mean, nothing meant freedom more to me than the freedom to drive, to control one's own movement.
Yeah.
So I understand that concept. You know, maybe these are the sorts, they want that sort of personal freedom. But, you know, is it really a majority of them? Is it a big number? I mean, it feels like a big number when they come to your town and they start bullying you and they start jamming up the traffic and they start snarling up the downtown and they rev their motors all night and they honk their horns all night and they block commerce. Well, suddenly that feels, you know, something less than Wisconsin nice, let's just say. Well, that's what's going on in Ottawa. And, of course, it's being cheered on here on the Wisconsin side, on the American side of the border. You know, we do technically have an international border and a lake up there. But it's being cheered by the right. They like this. They were never down for protests, not when it happened on Wall Street. Or as we often joke, you know, Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on my street. Mm-hmm. It started right here in Madison, Wisconsin. And I can remember those feelings sometimes. It's a little inconvenient having all these protesters up here. I'd like the freedom to travel and not, you know, be encumbered by having to go around blocks and whatever. But it was a small inconvenience, relatively speaking, because I certainly stood with the protesters, the uprising. Didn't go out there and do a lot of it, but I allowed my teenage daughter to stay in the Capitol and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, anyways, we had a big old protest, and I was supportive, mostly supportive of that big old protest, the Act 10 protest, the uprising here in the state of Wisconsin. And I know there are many, many of you, especially here in Wisconsin, that participated in those protests. But we felt justified. We felt like it was our protest. It was the right protest. And whether you went up to the Capitol and you slept in a sleeping bag on the hard granite floors, or you went up on the weekends when the tractors would come up or whatever the case may be, or maybe you were just supportive from afar. Maybe you bought pizzas at Ian's and said, hey, send him a couple of pizzas on me. But the world was watching our backyard, and it went on for a period of time. And this was the best the people knew to do to react to the bad governance of Scott Walker, the former Republican governor here. But I'm watching in Ottawa, I'm watching this sort of protest, and I don't see this exactly equitable to the protest, the peaceful protest here in Madison. I'll only speak for the ones that I've witnessed, but it's something different there. What the hell is that? According to Fox News's Geraldo, who buried his colleague, Tommy Lahren, for defending the thuggish truck driver protest today. So it's pretty bad when Geraldo is the voice of reason over on Fox News.
Yeah.
But if you go over to their site right now, and it's not at the top of the page, it was earlier. But if you go down like mid Fox News digital page, it's nothing but supportive articles for the truckers. They're all down for this protest. They love this protest. Now, Scott Walker, the former Republican governor of the state of Wisconsin, he hated those protests. He'd hide out in his office. Hell, told a fake Koch brother, you know, even thought about putting instigators in the crowd. And stir things up. You know how that goes. But he was worried about the bad press and it might fall back upon him, you know, the governor. They were protesting in the first place. So apparently he didn't carry forward with those plans. But what's going on in Ottawa? I don't think this is a reaction, a sudden reaction. It's a well-funded reaction. Someone's paying for this little, you know, this little, what do you call it? They've shut it down. Mm-hmm. It's a shutdown. They're shutting down the city of Ottawa.
Yeah.
And here's what Geraldo said. Fox News's Geraldo Rivera today called out Tommy Lahren for supporting the Freedom Convoy in Canada that is disrupting life for residents in the city of Ottawa. During a discussion about the anti-vaccine protest taking place in Canada, Rivera accused Lahren of whitewashing their behavior. Now, Scott Walker and others accused the protesters at the Wisconsin State Capitol of doing millions of dollars in damage, you know, with like blue painter's tape. It was ridiculous. There were maybe a couple hundred bucks in tape cleanup. There was no damage, no substantial damage. People were, they left it cleaner than they found it. That was the attitude of the protesters here in Wisconsin. Now contrast that with what Geraldo says is going on in Ottawa. Their behavior has been nothing short of thuggish in Ottawa, according to Geraldo. And this is a guy that used to have Nazis on his TV show. Guy got punched, got hit in the face with a chair thrown by a Nazi. He knows a little something about thuggish behavior. As Geraldo is quoted here, they kept people in the neighborhood awake all night, revving their engines, blowing their horns. They deprived Ottawa of business of tens of millions of dollars. Now they're blockading the international bridges. Rivera concluded by telling Lahren that to give these guys the mantle of freedom fights is appallingly naive. Lahren responded by comparing the truckers to America's founders. Well, these truckers are like the founding fathers, don't you know? And said that Rivera would have called George Washington and Thomas Jefferson thugs and degenerates were he alive during the Revolutionary War. Rivera, however, was not having it, and he was offended that Lahren would compare people carrying swastikas and Confederate flags to America's founders. What the hell is that about? He said incredulously. They've been very destructive. 40% of Canada's trade goes over the bridge they have blocked. Can you imagine that? If 40% of our nation's commerce was being blocked by a protest? Over, I don't want to take vaccines?
Yeah.
Well, it's coming. If they feel like it is successful there, it will absolutely come here. It's already in the works, man. It's all over right-wing talk radio. It's all over the social media pages. And of course, it's, you know, about mid-page down. four, five, six stories all across the Foxy News. So how do we react? I mean, what is the reaction? Well, you're going to send out the National Guard? You're going to have a Kent State sort of circumstance on your hands? How do you react? What if it's not a peaceful protest? What was here in Madison was peaceful, remained peaceful. People made sure it was peaceful. I'm going to the phones, 844-967-2789. Mark, I believe you were at some of those protests here in Madison. Peaceful, man, but we weren't shutting down 40% of the nation or even the state's commerce.
Well, I don't think we were shutting down 40% of Madison's commerce at the time, you know, all gathered together, and it was very peaceful. I mean, the loudest it got, I mean, yes, it got loud when there was 100,000 people there, but, I mean, they didn't like us singing in the Capitol. I mean, Scott Walker was too petrified of facing people that he never showed up in the halls of the Capitol because he was squirming through the little tunnel from the parking structure to scurry up to his little office where he hid out, probably hiding underneath a desk and wetting his pants every day.
But, well, he never really came out and faced the protesters, did he?
No, he never.
I mean, had he come out, they would have kept him safe. The Capitol Police, the State Patrol would have kept him safe. They were a bunch of teachers and retired state union employees and such. I mean, it was a peaceful crowd, and, you know, maybe they would have respected some of his point of view if he'd ever come out there and faced them like a man. But, of course, he's less than a man.
He never could. And these guys are thugs. I mean, in some cases, they're hauling firearms illegally, from what I've heard, and that's idiotic. And that they're not matching, you know, that they have to follow regulations all the time. Truckers have to follow the speed limit. They have to follow load limits. I mean, there's other restrictions on them.
Hell, I hear they even get drug tested, Mark. There's a reason I'm not out there driving a truck on the open roads.
It's ridiculous. And I mean, and for Ron Johnson to deny Wisconsin the opportunity to have postal vehicles, it makes sense. Electric vehicles stopping and going all the time, running through town, not putting on any pollution at all, that it is just ridiculous. I mean, that Ron Johnson's an idiot, and you can't call into his office because all you go is straight to voicemail. So,
well, we take your calls here, Mark. Appreciate yours. Join us, 844-967-2789. They got a big old convoy, and they might be heading this way. Come back, more Devils.
Holy mackerel, folks. Let's get to work.